This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this is your Nishna Valley. Well, did you enjoy your extra day?
I can't remember what I did. Isn't that sad?
Wow.
I'm sleep deprived half the time.
Is that what I'll
go? Yeah.
And it's not your fault, it's his.
Yeah.
Babies will do that to you.
Yeah.
This past Wednesday.
Count back, yeah.
Count them back again. This past Wednesday, we have an extra day this year. That's an extra day for businesses to make money.
Yeah.
It's an extra day for people to do, well, whatever, I guess, whatever they want. For people that like to take advantage of those kinds of things, leap day is one of those days where, you know, it only comes around once every 4 years, but it also is one of those days where you have people who are born on leap day. I think we've talked about that. You don't know anybody who's born on leap day.
I remembered somebody.
You do?
It's my friend's husband. I used to work with her. Her husband turned 10. Turned 10. And also, he was actually just on Wheel of Fortune and won.
Really?
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
So he's actually 40.
30.
No. 30. 40. If he just turned 10.
It's 8. Maybe it was 8.
No, he just turned 8. So he'd be 32 then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. That makes more sense.
That sounds better.
All right. So, yeah, you're 32 years old and people are saying, hey, it's your 8th birthday. Way to go. Yay. Well, I got a kick out of it on the radio the other morning because we have a little weather card that we have in front of us in the main studio, and it's got all kinds of data on it, like the sunrise and sunset data and, the times for that and what the high temperatures, the record highs were for the that particular day and what it was this day last year. And he got to this day last year, and we're so ingrained in saying the same thing over and over again that he gets down to on February 29th says, and this day last year, or I mean this day last time,
yeah,
that'd be 4 years
around
ago
here. Yeah.
So then the weather records, it's pretty easy to set weather records on leap day because we don't have a big sample to choose from. There are some kind of odd years, of course. You know why we have leap day? Because the way the sun travels, the sun doesn't travel.
Yeah.
We travel around the sun, but it's actually not 365 days long. A year is actually 365 and roughly a quarter day long. So every 4 years, we have to add that day. Otherwise, eventually, we'd have summer in January.
No thanks.
Although some might say we're doing that this year, but
yeah.
it was pretty nice. But yeah, so it's kind of like a bonus day, so you get a little extra day, and if you happen to be in prison, it's one day sooner you'll get out with leap day, I guess. You know, look at it that way. But there's other random facts though around leap day. Number one, you know what the odds of having a birthday on February 29th are?
No idea. It's got to be huge.
Well, it's not that big if you really think about it. There are 365 days in a year, so take that times 4.
Yeah.
And then add one. I mean, you're going to be in a 4-year period, you're going to be born in one of those days, so it's 1 in 1461.
Oh, that's
so
it.
It's not like it's humongous.
Yeah.
Well, in a 4-year period, you're going to be born on one of those days if mama's pregnant somewhere in there. So that's the way it goes, but yeah, 1 in 1461. About 4 million people in the world right now have a leap day birthday.
Really?
Yeah, I'd like to be one of those.
That'd be really weird.
I know I've told you before, my mom was born in a leap year on February 28th is her birthday. And she was born late in the evening, like 11-something at night.
Almost.
So she was real close. She was within an hour of being a leap year baby. But on non-leap years, about 80% of the people who were born on February 29th choose to celebrate their birthday on February 28th. But legally, almost every state doesn't consider them older until March 1st. So if you were going to turn, say, 18 or 21, one of the legal dates, depending upon what it's for, it wouldn't count on the 28th. They wouldn't count you until March 1st.
Hmm.
I don't know that that matters a whole lot, because that would be the day anyway, which would be your birthday, but that's the way it works. Sir James Milne Wilson is a former premier of Tasmania and the only high-profile person ever to be born on a leap day and to die on one as well.
Whoa.
How'd you like to try
that?
That
one.
How's that little trick work out for you? Yeah. He was born February 29th of 1812, and he died February 29th of 1880, which would have been his 17th birthday.
Wow. That's weird.
Of course, he was older than that.
Well, yeah.
But it would have been his 17th birthday. So, yeah, kind of odd little things there, too. And I did find something else a little odd here, too, about Leap Day this year in particular. There was a woman in Utah who gave birth to a baby.
Okay.
On leap day.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing, right?
Well, yeah.
Not that amazing, though. It's her third.
Really? Jeez. Yeah.
David and Louise Estes had a daughter that they named Jade. She was born on this past Wednesday morning in Provo, Utah, about an hour south of Salt Lake City. Exactly 4 years after their son Remington was born on February 29th of 2008, and 8 years after their son Xavier was born on February 29th of 2004. Baby Jade was already 5 days overdue when doctors induced labor, and the family was able to hit that date.
Jeez.
So he was actually overdue to get there. She said she's never gone over, so she wasn't sure if she was going to have to wait. And as soon as they passed midnight, she says, yikes, it really is going to happen, isn't it? Yeah, leap days, of course, only come around once every 4 years to recalibrate the calendar and account for the 365 days and 6 hours that it actually takes the Earth to revolve around the sun. So having a February 29th birthday is kind of a blessing and a curse a little bit. They call them leaplings. If you're born on a leap day, you're actually, they refer to you as leaplings. You can only celebrate your true birthday once every 4 years, but they also joke, of course, they're going to age four times slower, too.
Yeah.
They have two other children, though, that family, that were not born on the February 29th date. So they say they try to have a large celebration around the end of February, the beginning of March, each non-leap year in place of the missing birth dates for them. But she said this year, Remington and Xavier got their own special birthday cakes and celebrations, too, because it's always nice to do that. You know, you've got a fourth birthday, an eighth birthday, and milestones. You know, you got to let them know that, too. So, but they said their 8-year-old son, Xavier, now you're probably thinking, yeah, sure, they just did a C-section on that day and planned it out and stuff. Well, they said that their 8-year-old son, Xavier, his February 29th birthday was pure coincidence. But they said the last two, they were a little bit more intentional with those. They said that her husband approached his wife in October of 2010 and said, you know, if we're going to have another baby, this would be really cool. And he wanted to give her some time to think about it. But so she became pregnant. The doctors pegged her due date, though, at February 24th. So it looked like the big family planning scheme was going to be just a little off.
A few days.
Yeah, but they said the 24th passed and then the 25th. And she was ready to be induced by leap day. And they had the little girl, Jade, 8 pounds, 13 ounces. So they went over a little bit, but there they are. There's only one other known case of triple leap day babies, and that is the Henriksen family of Norway. They had babies on February 29th of 1960, February 29th, 1964, and February 29th, 1968. Now, they were asked if they were going to try to break the record and have a leap day baby in 2016. And his answer, the dad's answer, David Estes, says right now the answer obviously going to be no, but you can't be sure. You never know if in 4 years we'll be talking about it again. Yeah. Who knows? Crazy stuff. Yeah. Just crazy stuff. So there you go. Leap day.
Very interesting.
I'm not sure what would be worse, having your birthday on leap day or having it, say, on Christmas Day.
That would be a tough one.
I would say Christmas Day would probably be worse.
Kind of get overpassed by...
You're going to get overshadowed by the...
By the big guy.
The biggest person ever to walk this earth. And, you know, you get gifts anyway. And that's... I do know a few couple of people who had Christmas Day birthdays. And they always said when they were kids, they felt like they got ripped off at Christmas time. Because they weren't getting as many gifts. Because they felt like there was just doubling up, you know. They were giving them gifts for... Christmas, but they never really get
just
anything
put it in
for
different wrapping paper.
They would have got that anyway. So you know how kids think.
Oh well, yeah,
you
know, that I'm way. Sure they don't even care anymore.
With leap day, I don't know. Are you absolved from giving a gift if it's not a leap year and your birthday is on the 29th of February and there isn't one this year?
I'm sure as a kid they'd say no.
Do I have to bother? I'm not sure how that works. How'd you like to get married on the 29th? That would be a great idea for guys. That would be a great idea for guys.
Yeah, it'd help them remember a little better, I think.
Well, and we wouldn't have to worry about forgetting because there isn't one this year. Don't have to send her flowers this year. Off the hook.
No.
I wonder how many people got married on the 29th. I bet no women pushed for that.
I wouldn't, no.
Because then you wouldn't have your special day every year.
Just to, you know, get something for each other every year and celebrate.
I bet you that anyone, that is a guy thing. That is a difference between guys and girls thing. Girls would think that would be just horrible, and guys would love it.
Yeah.
I bet.
Probably.
We'll have to see if we can find anybody who's actually married on the 29th of February.
Yeah.
Try anything for attention.
I'm sure there's probably somebody out there.
Anything for attention. Yeah. Got some stuff going on here in the area. Actually, a lot of I'm starting to see the word spring
pop
up now in a lot of these different things that people are sending to us.
Yeah.
Loving it. Mm-hmm. Just loving it. Although it kind of has felt like spring for a while.
It has. It's been really nice.
But I'm looking forward to warmer than 40 degree days.
Yeah.
Soon.
Very
soon.
That
would be great. What you got over there?
All right. Well, over in Minden, the Minden United Church of Christ, they're having a Staley's Chicken Dinner. That's on Sunday, March 4th from 11 to 1:30. And they're serving Staley's Chicken with mashed potatoes and gravy, stuffing, green beans, corn, dinner roll, salad, pie, and beverage. It's $9 for adults and then $6 for children 12 and under. And children under 2 eat free. They do have carryouts available. You can get those by calling 483-2903. That's Minden United Church of Christ Staley's Chicken Dinner on March 4th from 11 to 1:30. The Lewis Library and Heritage Fundraiser will take place on March 4th. That's at 5 at the Lewis Community Center, and it's a soup supper. They're serving Chilean chicken noodle soup with relishes and assorted desserts for a free will donation. Proceeds from the fundraiser will go towards shelving, computer chairs, and floor mats, and that's sponsored by the Lewis Library Board. That's the Lewis Library and Heritage Fundraiser on March 4th at 5 at the Lewis Community Center for a soup supper. A United Faith in Christ youth group is holding its annual soup supper. That's on March 4th from 5 to 7. It's at St. John's United Church of Christ, which is just 1 mile south of Lyman. And they'll be serving chili, vegetable, beef, and potato soup, along with bread, dessert, and drinks for a free will offering. That's United Faith in Christ youth group's annual soup supper on March 4th from 5 to 7 at St. John's United Church of Christ. Cass County Health System and Cass County Home Care announced the availability of free women's health screenings. There is some age, income, and insurance guidelines apply. Enrollment numbers are limited and services must be completed by March 30th. Women interested in accessing the women's health screening should contact Carla at 243-7443. That's the Cass County Health System and Cass County Home Care. They're free women's health screenings and you need to get those completed by March 30th. Knights of Columbus Baked Fish Suppers will be served during Lent. They serve from 5:30 to 7. That's at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Parish Center every Friday evening during Lent. They'll be serving baked Alaskan pollock, baby red potatoes, homemade coleslaw, green beans, French bread, coffee, tea, milk, and orange drink. They do have desserts available, and it's for a free will offering to support St. Peter and Paul Catholic Youth Group activities. The normal tickets are $8 for adults, $4 for children 10 and under, and proceeds from this go to support the Knights of Columbus scholarships to be awarded to our local 2012 high school graduates. The 23rd annual West Central Iowa Farm Toy Show will be held on March 10th. That's in Adair, and that will be held in the Adair Casey High School gym. They have dealers set up from 7 to 9 a.m., and the doors will open to the public then starting at 9, and that goes until 3. If you want a table, it's $10 each. Admission is just $2, and children under 12 are free with an adult. There'll be 80 tables of farm toys, trucks, banks, parts, and cards where you can buy, sell, and trade. For more information, call Roger Richter at 641-742-5285. And this is sponsored by the Adair Fire and Rescue. It's the 23rd annual West Central Iowa Farm Toy Show on March 10th in Adair at the Adair Casey High School. And that's open to the public from 9 to 3. A benefit for Dave Freddie Duskin will be held at the Anishina Hills Golf Course with a free will offering dinner beginning at 6 and then a live auction at 7. Dave received a liver transplant on December 29, 2011 and have encountered many expenses. Auction items include gift baskets, motel stays, St. Louis Cardinal versus Kansas City Royal tickets, Iowa State football tickets, carpentry work, jewelry, and many other items. Please contact Jenny Johnson at 243-1453 for more information or if you'd like to donate some items. That's a benefit for Freddie Duskin at the Anishina Hills Golf Course with a free will offering dinner beginning at 6 and then live auction at 7. The Anita United Methodist Church's Soup for Lunch will be held on March 11th. That's from 11:30 to 1. And they'll be serving beef vegetable or potato chowder. And they'll also have green salad, rolls, crackers, and assorted cupcakes for a free will offering. And they also have takeout available. That's the Anita United Methodist Church's Soup for Lunch on March 11th from 11:30 to 1. St. John's Catholic Church in Adair is having a pork loin dinner on March 11th, and their serving starts at 11. St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic is having a Hope for Haiti fundraiser for the orphanage Danita's Children, Hope for Haiti Children's Center. That's going on March 1st through April 1st. The children in Sunday school, After Five, God Squad, and Senior High are going to be selling Yankee Candle products, Little Caesars pizza, cookie dough, and breadsticks kits. They'll also be selling religious multicolored bracelets for $1, and each bracelet sold, one also goes to a child at the orphanage. They'll have someone selling before and after church services at the church on Wednesday Lent services Saturday nights, and both morning services on Sundays. They do have order forms available at the church office during the week. If you'd like to make a donation, if you don't want to buy one of the products, you can also do that too. That's the St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic's Hope for Haiti fundraiser, and that started on March 1st and goes through April 1st. The Church of Nazarene in Atlantic will be hosting Larry and the Messengers on March 11th at 10:30 a.m. The annual Cass County 4-H Mardi Gras event is scheduled for March 11th. That's from 2 to 4 at the Cass County Community Center. All families are invited to attend this low-cost, high-energy event for youth. Cass County 4-H clubs would like to invite the public to attend their annual 4-H Mardi Gras Carnival, which includes fun and food and carnival-type games for kids of all ages. Admission for the family event is just 50 cents, and each game ticket is 10 cents. Clubs set their own rate per game. There are 13 club booths, including horseshoes, handmade color Wheel of Fortune, skee ball, target practice with the Safety Education and Shooting Sports Program, and much more. They'll also have a club food stand at the event. It's the annual Cass County 4-H Mardi Gras event on March 11th from 2 to 4, and that's at the Cass County Community Center. On St. Patrick's Day, the Neola Volunteer Fire Department's having their St. Patrick's Day dinner on March 17th from 4:30 to 7:30 for a free will donation. Dinner includes corned beef and cabbage, roast beef and potatoes, and that will be served at the Neola Fire Hall. That's Neola Volunteer Fire Department annual St. Patrick's Day dinner on March 17th from 4:30 to 7:30. That's at the Neola Fire Hall. A masquerade $5 jewelry and accessory fair will be held on March 23rd, that's from 9:30 to 4, in the Audubon County Memorial Hospital Education Center. Some of the merchandise includes watches and rings, chains, seasonal items, scarves, purses, wallets, sterling silver, and much more. And that's all for men, women, and children, and it's just $5 per item. Proceeds from that will go to support the mission of the foundation. It's a masquerade $5 jewelry and accessory fair on March 23rd, from 9:30 to 4 at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital's Education Center.
It's a lot of stuff.
It is, sure is.
An awful lot of stuff. Let's go ahead and take a quick break, and I've got more stuff here to tell you about yet, so we'll take a break, and we'll do that right after this.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
All right, more stuff yet to tell you about here. Some other things going on here in the area. In the coming days and weeks, let's take a quick look. Coming up on Sunday, March 11th, there'll be a pork loin and dressing dinner at St. John's Catholic Parish Hall in Adair. They'll be serving from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Adults $8.50, children 10 and under $4. Preschoolers can eat free, and they also have a number for carryouts as well. And they'll have pie for dessert there, too. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Huh? Might as well
gotta have dessert.
Finish it off, right? So that's, again, coming up March 11th. That's Sunday, pork loin and dressing dinner at the St. John's Catholic Parish Hall in Adair. Also, the Oneida United Methodist Women are hosting a soup for lunch on Sunday, March 11th from 11:30 to 1 at the Methodist Church in Oneida. Menu includes beef, vegetable, and potato chowder soups. green salad, rolls, crackers, and assorted cupcakes. There'll be a free will offering as well, and they'll have carryouts available there also for you. Also, your time is really running out to get Girl Scout cookies, too. I see here it says that the Girl Scout cookies in the Anita area will be available until March 5th. So there's no waiting this year. They're doing it differently, you know. You buy them, you get them right there. Call Nikki Alf in Anita if you'd like to get some yet. They still have some left. Oh, let's see. What else do we have coming up here not too far down the road? We've got the... where do I want to start here? Oh, let's do this. We've got a countywide trail planning session. Sessions coming up in Pottawatomie County. The County Conservation and the Trail Planning Committee there, along with the National Park Service Rivers, Trails, and Conservation Assistance Program, are inviting residents of Pottawatomie County to come in and just kind of talk a little bit about it, learn more, and share your thoughts as well at some listening sessions they'll be holding. Now, the first listening session will be in Neola at the Community Center, March the 8th. So that's coming up this next week, and that will be at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. There'll be another one on March the 10th at the Carson Community Center. That's a morning session from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., and then there'll be another one at the AHST High School in Avoca on March 14th. And that'll be from 7 to 9 p.m. And another will be held at the Iowa Western Community College Council Bluffs campus from 4 to 6 p.m. That'll be at the Luft Hall Room 10. And there'll be one other meeting as well. It'll be a water trail meeting at the Botna Bend Park in Hancock on March 21st from 7 to 9 p.m. So you'll have a chance to discuss, to listen in, to see some things that are coming up. They just want to know where you want to go for the future of the trails in Pottawatomie County. Also coming up not too far down the road here, the 6th Annual Boots to Heels Conference will be held. This will be on March the 24th. That's a Saturday. A conference will run from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. Throughout the day, conference participants will be able to select from 12 different topics during 4 workshop sessions. There'll be all kinds of different breakout topics, including home organization, farm succession planning, wind energy, food preservation, interior decorating, and more as well. Treats will be available, as well as breakfast, lunch, and a special dessert will be served up. Lunchtime entertainment by the Patchwork Pals. Don't know.
I don't know.
Guess you got to find out by stopping by. There'll be door prizes, plenty of time for conversation and networking as well. Now, registration for the entire day, and that includes a continental breakfast, lunch, dessert, and materials, is just $30 if it's postmarked by March 16th. So keep that date in mind. Registrations after that date are $35. So bring a friend, and they have a rate of $55 if you sign up 2 registrations at the same time before March the 16th. Registration forms are available at local ISU Extension offices, or you can also get them from the Extension's website as well. Boy, lots of things coming up down toward the end of the month, too, but we better focus a little bit more on some of the things that you have to sign up for here, too. When you take a look at some of the things that are going up to put on your calendar, one of them coming up on Thursday, March 29th, will be kindergarten screening for the 2012-13 school year. For Atlantic will be held March 29th and 30th at the United Church of Christ here in town. So if your child turns 5 years of age by September 15th, call the Washington Elementary School to make an appointment for a one-hour screening session. You can find out more when you call. And also, too, something coming up down the road, the Atlantic BPW's Spring Craft Show is Saturday, March 31st. That'll be at the Cass County Community Building from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. They are looking for vendors, though, right now. There's still vendor space available. So call Becky Bonney at 243-3935 or Jackie Wickey at 243-3626 if you're interested in showing off your wares there. Also, the Cass County Memorial Hospital is offering blood screenings, and those continue. Now, at the CCMH Atrium, you have dates coming up yet on March the 12th or March the 15th. And also this Monday at the Messina Medical Center, that's March the 5th. And let's see, in Griswold, at the Griswold Medical Center, March 8th is the date. Now, you do have to call and make appointments, too. You can call 249-0261 or go to CassCountyClinics.com. to set that up. The blood profile is $35. There's some other costs as well for other types of services if you'd like to receive those as well, but you can find out more by calling those folks. You do need to make an appointment, though, so do that soon. Whew, all right. I told you we had a lot of stuff, a lot of things going on here. Got some birthdays?
I do. Over the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn, we have a past birthday. I want to make sure I wish him a happy birthday. On March 2nd, happy birthday to Robert Pritchard. And then coming up on March 8th, happy birthday to Esther Anderson. That's over at the Salem Lutheran Home. Over in Audubon at the Friendship Home, we have some past birthdays. On the 1st was Estelle Rose. Happy birthday also to Elizabeth Anderson, also on the 1st. And also happy birthday on March 7th to Marjorie McMillan. We have an 80th birthday for Ursula Bruck of Portsmouth. She'll be celebrating her 80th birthday on March 9th. And her family is requesting a card shower in her honor. You can send her a card to P.O. Box 194 in Portsmouth, Iowa, 51565. Our family includes 28 grandchildren and 15 great-grandchildren. Again, that's happy birthday to Ursula Bruck of Portsmouth. You can send her a card, wish her happy 80th birthday on March 9th, to P.O. Box 194 in Portsmouth, Iowa, 51565.
Very good. That's all you have?
That's all I got.
You know what? I did find a couple of other things here we probably better throw in real quick. In Harlan, the Harlan Community Schools banned parents' annual pancake sausage suppers coming up this Monday, March the 5th, 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Harlan Community High School cafeteria. Tickets are $5.50 for adults, $4.50 for children 10 and under, and they'll have a 5th through 8th grade chorus concert to follow at 7:30 in the high school auditorium. So a good night there to help folks out. And also there's a blood drive coming up in Harlan. That'll be at Vets Memorial Auditorium in Harlan. That'll be Tuesday, March the 6th from 11:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. You can call Anita at 755-5221 to schedule your appointment. And walk-ins, of course, are always welcome for those blood drives. So sneak those two in here yet, too, before we finish up here on our program this weekend. Well, very good. Well, I hope you enjoyed the extra day that you had.
If you remember.
You just don't remember it. Don't remember it at all. I just don't remember what I did. Let's see. I'm thinking you worked for a while.
Well, yes, I know I worked. But.
Thinking you worked. That's for sure. Hey, by the way, we also want to encourage you to, if you haven't checked it out yet, check us out on the FM dial as well at 101.1. We added that service in, latter part of January, January 17th, actually, it went live on the air. That's a new thing we've been able to provide folks. It's not an FM station, but it is an FM frequency. It's a translator, so we can rebroadcast or simulcast what we're doing on the AM band, at KJAN AM 1220, on the FM band at FM 101.1. So hope you've had a chance to check that out. That doesn't cover our entire listening area. You know, our listening area runs 50 to 60 miles in all directions, but for those who live within 15 to 20 miles of our tower, they can pick that up. It's a translator, not a full-service FM station, so we can't do anything with it that we wouldn't be doing on the AM band, of course. But we do provide that as another service for you. So, my goodness, where all can you find KJAN now? At AM 1220, at FM 101.1, on Facebook, on Twitter.
Online.
Online at KJAN.com.
We're all over the place.
We're everywhere. You can run, you cannot hide. That's right. Hey, thanks for joining us this weekend. We hope you're having a good start to what we hope will be a great spring season here very soon. The first day of spring, not too far down the road.
Good.
Glad to be able to say that.
Yes.
This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.